Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The Thanksgiving table may be the first time that you are seated with friends and family since the election. How do you stay grateful and gracious if someone wants to add a helping of politics? Well, with me is Bishop Jeffrey Dudley. He's a trained counselor and senior pastor of New Life in Christ Church in O'Fallon, Illinois. Thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Well, thank you for asking me, Megan. Great subject, great topic, but a friction one as well.
Well, and it's not as if in our churches we don't have to deal with opposing viewpoints. So I'm sure as a pastor, you've had to deal with this in your own congregation where people may not have similar viewpoints. How do you counsel them?
Well, you know, I counsel them similar to what I would say to families right now. The relationship that is more important to you is the one across the table, not the one that's across the country. The one that is really in your house and not the one that's in the White House or the State House. That's the relationships that are most important. Not to say that those other things, politics and policies, are not important. But the one that God has given us, the one that we should really nurture, are the ones that are around the table.
In some respects, is it good that people do care enough to be passionate about who is leading our country?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It very much is. And what I would say to people is that probably just, you know, very similar to the country, you probably have people in your family that have one opposing view, their candidate lost, the other side of the family, their candidate won. And for the families that say, you know, my candidate won, don't spike the football in the end zone. And for those who candidate that did not win, well, don't sulk about it and don't come after others because your candidate didn't win. That's the way. But it does not mean don't be passionate. Absolutely not.
What about for the host? How do they try to set some boundaries and maybe stop it before it gets started?
Lay down some ground rules. You know, we got table manners. Well, we used to have table manners. But have some table manners. Decide that I like to say that this is an opportunity to have to increase your EQ, your emotional quotient. And the emotional quotient is have some self-awareness, which means you got to have some self-management. But social awareness means also some relationship management. And just kind of lay out some ground rules, you know, just like pass the potatoes, pass the salt and pepper. How about let's not pass so much passion if we're going to become contentious about it?
What if someone at the table insists on voicing their views? How do you keep from kind of losing your own testimony?
Well, that's a great question. I love that. The way that you do that is affirm, or if you cannot affirm a person's passion, acknowledge it. Always know, no one will give you the authority or the right to change their feelings until you acknowledge their feelings. So acknowledge, hey, I know you feel real strong about that, and repeat back to them. So I hear you say, so I understand you feel. These are the kinds of things that will absolutely help a person know, well, they are acknowledging my feelings, though they may not agree with them. And many times that can diffuse and lower the temperature.
How do you, though, make it clear that you don't agree without offending?
Tough question again. I think that you do that by simply, again, acknowledging that we are not in agreement. And I think it's more important, excuse me, to also point to the fact that the relationship across the table from me is far more important to me than the relationship that's across the country. And that's the one that matters. Win or lose, God gave you that family. to be in relationship with. And that's the most important thing. And the thankfulness that is in the center of the table, all that he has given, the bounty and the cornucopia of the blessings that the family has circled around the table to celebrate.
Pastor, how concerned are you right now that Americans are so very divided, especially about what the truth really is?
I am extremely, I am over the top concerned. And I'm just, if I can just be personal, I'm extremely concerned to the point that I have turned off quite a bit of the things that will keep me on edge. I just simply tuned it out. I had to come down in order that I might lead others. And a house divided cannot stand. And we have every appearance of being divided. So we have to find things that unify us. And because of that, we're going to have to work at this. This is going to be a work in progress. It begins, though, with acknowledging how one another feels.
So as folks gather around the Thanksgiving table, give us some examples of things that do unify us that we can focus on Thursday.
Well, if I can be jovial for a moment, who likes potatoes? Raise your hand. Who likes Brussels sprouts? Raise your hand. Start with things that can, because there's something good about humor. It breaks the tension. So it's easy. You could start out with something as small as that. And from that, move into larger things. Talk about the fact of the Mimi or Granny or whomever. Hone in on those things that the family has in common and that they all agree. The funny story, the thing that the cousin did or the brother did, and it brings the laughter. Focus in on those things. And, of course, as a pastor, I'm certainly going to say, focus in on the bounty of the blessings of God.
Pastor, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time this morning, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you and your audience.
That is Bishop Jeffrey Dudley, trained counselor, senior pastor of New Life in Christ Church in O'Fallon, Illinois, joining us here on KMOX.